number three, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. We're live today at Tennessee Brew Works. Come by and say hello. We've had a nice little lunch crowd in here. He's Big Joe Dubin. I'm Chase McCabe. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier, back of the studio.
Question for you. Halloween's coming up Friday. If you could dress up as your favorite athlete, who would you dress up as?
Well, I kind of look like him, so I could just dress up as Dale Jr.
Pardon me? Can't look like him.
Well, I mean, people have told me that.
Have they?
Yeah.
Sober?
I'm a little taller and a little fatter.
Yeah, right? You're a little bit bigger than that. Do you want how many jerseys?
I'd probably do Dale Sr. Like, do the mustache and get the gargoyles and, you know, wear a hat.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can get a nice fake mustache there and do that.
Or I could just shave my beard off, and then I'd have a good one.
Yeah, but you got to make the mustache dark, though. Like,
yeah.
Big time. Like, there was a costume last night. They were Andy Reid costumes at Arrowhead Stadium. And they all look like Andy. I mean, it was funny because the costume looks like Andy Reid. You got the mustache. You got the eyeglasses, the droopiness, and you look like Andy Reid. It's great.
Okay. I'm glad you just brought this up because this is something that bothers me that shouldn't bother me. And I don't really know if there's a good fix for it. Do you think, like the NFL, for instance,
okay,
will play on November 2nd this week? So that is after Halloween. So around the league, they kind of observed Halloween last weekend.
Okay.
And to me, like, do you think it should be before or after the holiday itself if you can't do it on the actual holiday?
For a team?
For whatever. For, you know, but like, you see that a lot. Like, high school football is going to be on Halloween Friday night, so you're probably going to have people dressing up and all that stuff, which you should because that's actually Halloween.
Yep.
Like, the Vols are wearing dark mode Saturday night, even though that is the day after Halloween.
Happy Vol-o-ween, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a problem with it because the Titans cheerleaders will do their costumes on Sunday, and good Lord,
are they?
Those costumes are wonderful.
Are the Titans going to dress like a good team? Are they going to be the Patriots? Or?
But the cheerleaders, one year one of the cheerleaders had a toupee on for a costume.
Yeah.
And it got knocked down over her face in the press box. We're like, look, there's Bud Adams. Because her toupee was so bad. I got to know if it's like the Titans been on the road. So I think they could do it this week. I'm fine with that. There's not a problem with that to do all that. But, yeah, I'm good. I think the Vols.
But I guess what I'm saying, like, it was being referenced a lot, like, on broadcast last week. And I was kind of like, this is like a week before.
Yeah, if you haven't played a home game.
I think you should be around, like, the weekend of the holiday. So, like, a lot of Halloween parties are probably going to be Saturday night.
That's fine.
That's fine. Yeah. I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah,
that's
I'm good with that. I'm good with that. I just don't have, if, like, dress up as an athlete. I mean, Howie Long is my all-time favorite NFL player. But I don't have a 75 jersey or a Raiders helmet. I mean, that'd be cool to dress up like
Howie
that.
Long?
But. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
I mean, huge fan. But I was just, you know, parties are happening Saturday night, and I got no problem with that because that's, you know, you get busy on Friday. Nobody gets together on Friday, but Saturday's the night to do that.
Dr. Crane, what about you?
I mean, yeah, I'll dress up for Halloween. I mean, do I think that NFL should do it the week after? I think that's the right call. Doing it the week before is just dumb.
Yeah. But, like, who would you dress up as? What athlete?
Can Scataboo.
No.
He does kind of look like him.
It's just tough.
You're the build.
Yep.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I am pretty stocky. golly, this is a tough one, guys.
Oh, man.
I don't know. I was going to say
Darren
Mario.
Darren Sproles?
Yeah, you know, people actually gave me that number in high school. That's why I wore 43.
43?
Because I was 5'5", that's why.
What about
you guys do favor?
Muggsy Bogues, he's short.
Kyler Murray, probably.
Kyler Murray,
oh,
yes.
Yeah.
At least short people assemble.
Is he number four?
One, I believe.
Number one, okay.
It's one of those little things that are kicking and screaming. What does he say? It's like a giant mega person. Byung-sun with the other tall guy. It's the short little kid. They named him Byung-sun. You remember that?
I do not.
And then, you know, Mike Ditka comes in and calls him Bing Bong.
Yeah, all right, that's right, that's right. God, that was 20-something years ago. So Kyler Murray was number one because that's the same size as his feet. He wears a size one.
Did I see on your – speaking of, like, years ago, yesterday you posted that the Chippendales thing with –
Farley?
Farley.
35 years ago.
Good grief. And that was Farley and –
Patrick Swayze.
Patrick Swayze, yeah.
No longer with us.
Yeah.
Who one of them. Yeah, 35 years
One of the greatest
ago.
Bits of all time.
Oh, absolutely it is. And so, yeah, I mean, that's a – I mean, time flies. I mean, just watch out. The next thing you know, it's like, what in the world's going on? And so – a lot of Titans fans would like that for the 2025 season. You know, Dr. Crean had something funny on the pregame show Sunday. He's already focusing on 2027. And I laughed at that, but then I realized, you go back and you look at everything, it's not a bad way to look at things because 26 might not be as good either.
No, I don't think 26 is going to be very good. It needs to be better. Like, it needs to be – so you're going to probably be picking in the top five.
Yep.
Maybe the top three.
Better.
You need to use that to get even more draft capital. Like, if they end up on draft day having or draft weekend having six picks in the top 100, I will be very happy.
Oh,
that.
That'd be great.
That would be very ideal. You need to go get Cam Ward, your stud receiver, that can be the number one, because I think they have something in Iyo Manor and DK, but neither one are a number one. But a two or a three or something. You know, somewhere in there, I think they have that. You got to go find the true number one. You need to get a pass rusher, like today.
Right.
Get a pass rusher. And then is J.C. Latham fixable at right tackle, or is that a missed pick and you need to replace that?
Well, I don't think you give up on him now. I don't think you give up.
You know,
work
I don't think,
with him. Yeah. God, there's so much on this football team.
Skoronski's turned out to be pretty good.
He is, but, you know, the five are only as good as the ones around you. Dan Moore, blah, Cushenberry, average, Zeitler, I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah, you need a guard.
And then J.C., just don't take him in the first or second round.
No, just don't. No, and you can get your guard, you know, fourth, fifth, somewhere in there.
I need playmakers. You know, I brought that story that Nick Saban tells all the time about fourth and 20 in the state championship game. He's calling the plays. I get the ball on the 20-yard line. One play left. He goes to the sideline, and his coach says, what are you going to call? He said, oh, I'm thinking about calling this call. I'm thinking about calling that call. And then Saban's coach says, don't worry about the plays. Worry about the playmakers.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, that is so right. Worry about the playmakers to get it done, and that's how you make it done. You got to get playmakers in there, and once you do, you're good. Oh. We're getting costume suggestions for you, Dr. Crane.
No.
Yep.
No. I bet something about Mario and Luigi.
No.
Teletubbies coming through.
Adam in Portland. Chase should be Jason Kelsey, and Big Joe could be Goldberg. I could see that.
Okay.
That could kind of work. Yeah, Jeremy in Clarksville says, are we already lowering expectations for next season? Sad state of affairs. Well, what do you expect, Jeremy?
It is.
Have you watched this? Like, what is giving us hope?
And meanwhile, you know, Vrabel and that team still rolling up there. And unfortunately, we're going to be comparing what he's doing to Nashville. I mean, that's just the way we do things of happening. And so it's a cavalcade of errors, of missteps, of a lot of things that went wrong that – probably like, oh, in a million years, I don't think that would happen. Well, a million years is up, and we're sitting here with the worst football team in the National Football League, where 3 miles down the road, one of the best football teams in college football is making their claim. So it's like a reverse of what we've been used to the last 20-something years. And it's kind of cool in a way to sit there and talk about Vanderbilt football making the way to the playoffs and unfortunately talk about the Tennessee Titans not going anywhere again.
615-737-1025. That's our phone and text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We're live at Tennessee Brew Works today here on the Chase and Big Joe Show, 1025 The Game. Chase and Big Joe live at Tennessee Brew Works today, hanging out. Appreciate them for having us. We're at Omni on Thursday, and we'll be at ML Rose in East Nashville on Friday. So
someone sent a note and said that we should dress up as SpongeBob. I will be Patrick. Thanks for that. Nick, you're Mr. Krabs. And then
I was going to take a wild guess. Somebody said Plankton.
Plankton. No. And then Chase is SpongeBob. When I think of SpongeBob, I don't think of you.
No.
I think of Dr. Crane.
I think I'm more Patrick.
Easy now. I'm no SpongeBob, all right?
Chase is Pat. I'll be Mr. Krabs because all he wants is money. That's
I know
all
I got
he cares
big teeth, but they're not that big.
Well, who would be Squidward? Adam Vingan? There you go. That's our Squidward. We'll do the whole 102.5 The Game on-air staff. We'll be members of the of SpongeBob.
Adam
there we go.
Squidward. That's perfect.
Oh, my gosh. All down the line.
That's good. 615-737-1025. Jason in Dover, we're talking about Vrabel, he has four ex-head coaches on his staff, or do we think he's that good?
Who all does he have? Josh McDaniel.
Yeah, how does he done?
Four ex.
Hang on.
Gerard Mayo's brother's on the staff,
yeah,
but not
he's
him.
Not on it.
What's happening, ladies? Doing all right? Welcome to Tennessee Brew. All right now.
Just a moment.
I just threw two.
So Josh McDaniel, Doug Marrone.
Doug Marrone.
That's one. All right, so there's two. Terrell Williams doesn't – he's not been a head coach.
Nope.
Ben McAdoo.
Ben McAdoo. All right.
So I got three. I don't have four. Vrabel, McDaniels, Doug Marrone.
Yeah, I mean –
yeah.
That-
But that's still, I mean, that's.
So, again, remember Vrabel let Terrell Williams be the head coach of the preseason game?
Yeah.
And they asked him and said, hey, what was it like? He's like, it was harder than I thought. Challenge flag, doing this, do I go for it on fourth down? So having experienced head coaches on the staff is huge. It helps out every team but one in the league. Because don't the how many did the Titans have? They had Bill Callahan, Mike McCoy. So there was two they had. Was that it on the Brian Callahan staff head coaches?
His dad.
McCoy. And that's it?
Yeah.
Okay. And still couldn't.
I mean, Bones had been an interim.
Bones.
But
old Bones.
Yeah. And I wouldn't – like, here's the thing. McDaniels, Marrone, and McAdoo are on the staff. They weren't exactly great head coaches.
Nope. Not at all.
Doug Marrone might have been a little better than – he was given credit for.
Was Marrone head coach at two places, Jacksonville and Buffalo?
I think he and Mularkey kind of did the same thing.
Okay. That's right. God, Mularkey had three shots as a head coach.
Yeah.
Bills, Jags. And Mularkey was great one time talking about how he developed, and he was accurate, Cordell Stewart with the Steelers when he was there and how they did all this game planning with Cordell and took advantage of his – you know, the great things that he had and he could do. So it was fun to talk. I like Mularkey. He was fun
too.
To talk to.
It's kind of interesting to think about, you know, we were talking about this yesterday of, okay, is there a coach that's been a coach of three SEC teams and
right.
we couldn't find one? But, like, think about NFL coaches that have had three or more shots at it. So Doug Marrone, Mike Mularkey was with the Titans, the Jags, and the Bills.
There's a lot of two-time coaches.
John Fox, Panthers, Broncos, and Bears.
Okay, good one. Forgot about that.
And played in, and coached in two Super Bowls, I think.
Yes.
Belichick. Is Belichick three? Browns, Patriots. Well, you don't count the Jets, I guess.
No, I mean, even though didn't he accept it for like a day though?
Yeah.
I mean, technically
he
was
coach,
there,
but he didn't coach a game. Pete Carroll,
Patriots,
Seahawks, and Raiders.
Good one there, Chaser.
And didn't he coach the Jets?
Is that where he did?
I think he's got four.
The choking.
He has been the head coach.
He might have.
Of.
Was he there before
yes.
Parcells?
He was the Jets in 94, Patriots 97 and 99, Seahawks and Raiders. So he is coach four.
Wow. Okay, that's a record. I mean, that's
– I can't Andy's got – Andy Reid's two.
I'm trying to go back to Dan Reeves at Broncos,
Falcons.
Giants, and Falcons.
So three.
Parcells. Oh, my gosh.
Parcells has had the Giants, the Jets –
Patriots.
The Patriots and the Cowboys.
There's four.
So there's four.
Wow. So I think the experience is invaluable for most cases, except when it came to the Titans, and that's why they promoted Mike McCoy to the interim head coach, because he had the 4 years with the Chargers from 13 to 16.
Schottenheimer, how many he have?
Oh, Chiefs, Chargers, and Browns. Three. Browns,
yeah. Mike Shanahan. Raiders, Broncos, Redskins.
Look at you, man. Getting the knowledge on the history here. I like that.
I'm just trying to – I know there's – Ditka. This is kind of fun.
Ditka had two, Bears and Saints.
Yep. Did North Turner have
– gosh, I know he's been Redskins. He's with the 49ers. He's with the Chargers. I know those are OC, some of those OC jobs.
Hang on, I got another one. I got another one for you.
Okay.
Wade Phillips. Wade Phillips coached Houston. It was the interim. Well, so we won't count.
Oilers or Texans?
Texans.
Okay.
Dallas. Actually, I think both. Dallas.
Buffalo.
Buffalo. Denver. I forgot he was head coach with the Broncos, I think before Shanahan. And then he has had three stints as an interim head coach. He was the interim head coach with the Saints, I think when Bum got fired. He was the interim coach with the Falcons in 03, and then the interim coach with the Texans in 13.
Wow.
So that's one. And he won the Super Bowl with the Broncos as a defensive coordinator.
Good
with
Lord.
Gary Kubiak, how many has he had? Two? Houston, Denver?
Yes.
So that's Adam in Portland with a real good one. Dick Vermeil.
Eagles, Chiefs.
Rams.
Rams.
I think those three.
Those three, yeah.
And then, yeah. So that's a good
one. Wow, those are good coaches. Yeah, all right, so. Again, you know, I mean, they just like Major League Baseball managers just keep getting jobs over and over again. But, I mean, again, the experience these guys have is invaluable to what they're going to do and what they've been there. That's why Brian Callahan, as a first-time head coach, calling plays, was just overwhelmed. He was not built for that job.
Was Shula only the Colts and the Dolphins?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
We already said Marty Schottenheimer. Did he coach the Redskins?
He did.
So four.
Did he coach your Redskins?
I feel like he
did. I don't think he did.
Or maybe he was on the staff. I don't remember. Dan Reeves, you said Broncos, Falcons, and Giants?
Correct.
So he's got three?
Yep. Gruden did two. Raiders and the
Fisher
the Bucks.
Did two.
Would have done three. I had the chance.
yeah. I think we've hit them all. I'd be curious if there was
Marty Schottenheimer did. He was the head coach.
Was he?
So he's coached four places.
When was he at the Redskins?
2001.
Just 1 year?
Just 1 year.
Because Spurrier took over in 2002, which was a disaster. Yeah.
All I have here, it says Cleveland, Kansas City, Washington, San Diego.
That'd be it?
I mean, that sounds right.
It didn't make a Super Bowl with any of those.
Yeah, he could never get over the hump. Dylan and Antioch said Jeff Fisher, Titans, Oilers, Rams.
Well, I did
not quite
five different home stadiums when I was coaching.
Yep. 615-737-1025. We're out of more. We said Shula coached the Colts. We'll have more from Tennessee Brew Works coming up next. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Tuesday at Tennessee Brew Works today. DVD coming up in about 30 minutes. Continue the fun here on 102.5 The Game. I laughed at this that I just saw somebody tweet, I guess AI'd a picture of Lane Kiffin. And he's sitting at a desk with four hats, LSU, Arkansas, Penn State, and Florida. And he's wearing Ole Miss gear.
Oh, yes.
Like, and somebody says, is it going to come down to signing day? And then another person said, this would do insane numbers. Could you imagine
right.
if they did it. If that's how he
I wouldn't allow it. If I was Ole Miss, I wouldn't allow that nonsense on my campus.
No,
100%. All right, so this is why people are like, why are you so infatuated with what Vanderbilt's doing right now? Because for all those who know, Vanderbilt for many years was the laughing stock of the SEC.
Yep.
Just the laughing stock. It was a guaranteed win. It was homecoming. Beano Cook famously said back in 1982, the only way Vanderbilt gets into the SEC, wins the SEC, is if the other nine teams go on probation. Aha.
Yeah. So, Saban had the quote.
So I have the top 12 longest SEC conference losing streaks. It's from 12 to 1. 12 was Ole Miss with 16, Mississippi State 16, Kentucky 17. The four of the top, three of the top four are Vanderbilt SEC losing streaks. From 1995 to 98, they lost 22 straight. From 2000.
So that was most of Woody.
Dowhower and Woody. Yep.
Yeah.
2000-2003, Woody and Bobby Johnson, 23-game losing streak. It's number three all time. 1976-81, they lost 33 conference. I think it was Fred Pankost and then
Steve Sloan.
George McIntyre took over after that.
McIntyre.
The all-time conference losing streak. So I think Mississippi State, Dr. Crane is getting up there. So is Arkansas. I think State's lost 12 or 13, if I'm correct on that. Sewanee has the all-time losing streak from 1933 to 39. Sewanee lost 36 conference games in the SEC. So it's Sewanee,
can't imagine
Vandy,
why they left the
Vandy,
conference.
And Mississippi State. Those are your top five losing streaks. So, Mississippi State's up this weekend. I think they've lost 12 straight, Dr. Crane. Am I correct on that?
I believe so. I'll double-check on that for you.
You better double check on that for us. So I think it's 12, but Arkansas's lost a lot too as well.
Yeah.
Interesting. Hey, y'all have a good day. Thanks for coming by. Tennessee Brew Works. Love seeing you.
That is it. That's, yeah. So Vandy's got a bunch of those.
So, yeah.
Not so much now.
So you see that, like, oh my goodness. That's why so many people, Vandy fans, are like, all right, here we are. We're here. We've just been silent for a long time. And I'm like, show your black and gold. I mean, I love hearing Willie talking about.
Yeah.
Graduated there, went to school there. I mean, that was his lifeblood. So to see them in this uncharted territory is very cool. We've seen Vols there. My God, we've seen Alabama there. All these other schools, but now to see Vanderbilt there is really cool. And I would love for them to get to Atlanta.
Sure.
There's only a few schools have never been to Atlanta. Ole Miss has never been to Atlanta. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Never been. Mississippi State's been there, but Ole Miss hasn't.
Ole Miss, Vanderbilt.
Kentucky.
Kentucky. And then.
I mean, A&M has not been there, obviously. Yeah. Missouri went their first 2 years.
No, I think A&M has been there.
They've not been to the SEC Championship game.
Okay. No. I thought Johnny meant – or no, he was before the SEC. That's right.
Well, he was the first 2 years. He was 12 and 13 right through there to get there. So it would be great. I mean, South Carolina went one time. Florida's been a bunch. Georgia's been a bunch.
Missouri.
Alabama's been a bunch. Missouri's been twice. LSU went a couple years ago. I think it might have gone last year. I don't remember. They didn't win it. But there are – so that's it would be cool to see Vanderbilt knock that off the little list right there to go to the SEC championship game. Because, man, something else.
Matthew in Nashville asks, where is Tennessee's 26-game winning streak over Kentucky? We're just talking as a whole, not
– Wait. That was from 84, 85 to 2010. I think that's right. Because remember, Dooley lost to Kentucky.
Yeah, Dooley did.
Because Kentucky ran out a wide receiver who never played before. And they ran the Wildcat the entire game and beat him. And Dooley didn't speak to the press for like 2 months.
What a disaster that guy is.
Oh,
an absolute disaster.
I met him like once or twice, and he was like a super nice guy, but it was just kind of like, why are you a football coach?
I have the video somewhere. I did a live interview with him when I was at Channel 2 at the UT alumni banquet at Lipscomb. And I came over, and I said, hey, we're going to commercial break. We'll come back about 2.5-minute break. And like a minute into it, he's like, this is taking forever. I'm like, well, it's a 2-minute break. I don't have time for this. And then he was just a supreme jerk on TV. And that's my whole thing. It was like, you could be a jerk a la a Saban when you've earned it.
Yeah, you haven't earned
it. But when you've done nothing like Dooley hadn't, and then he wants to be that way, it's like, oh, man, all right, we're not playing this game here.
Nick says it's 16 consecutive 12 under Jeff Lebby from Mississippi State.
So they've hit the territory of making that list.
So you know, at the beginning of the year, we were kind of like he might be out. Do we think that he's done enough?
Heck yeah, yes.
Absolutely.
Okay,
he's bought himself another year.
Okay, all right.
I mean, I say two, but definitely one.
So, all right, they lost to Tennessee in overtime, which they probably should have won that game. They probably should have beaten Texas. I know probably doesn't get in the win column. I understand that.
Horseshoes probably should almost beat Florida. Only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades. So.
What was the other one?
Florida.
Pocket pool or whatever it was like. Pocket pool. Like that. Florida, right?
Yeah.
And then was it Auburn that barely beat them?
They have not played Auburn yet, I don't believe.
Okay. Maybe you need to shut your mouth. all right, Florida, that's it. All right.
Dr. Crane.
Who was the game? I mean, they beat Arizona State.
Yep.
They beat Southern Miss to start the year. Who was the other team that beat them?
Well, if only I had a device.
Texas, Tennessee, Florida,
Alabama.
And one more.
Alabama?
No. You sure it's not Auburn there, Dr. Crane? You're the biggest Mississippi State fan around.
I don't recall them.
If only there were a
Auburn
device that I could pull up a schedule.
Let's
do it,
see.
Chaser.
Tennessee, right, A&M, that's it. A&M.
A&M.
A&M, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, they beat Alcorn State, Northern Illinois, lost to Tennessee, lost to A&M, lost to Florida.
What was the A&M score?
Lost to Texas. They lost 31-9 to A&M.
Okay. A&M's really good. It's a
so
team
they,
we don't
they
talk
got
about.
Arkansas, Georgia, Missouri, Ole Miss.
So just two more and get to a bowl game. I think Jeff Lebby's done quite enough to keep his job there. I mean, they're competitive.
Arkansas. They should beat Arkansas.
Yeah. They are a competitive football team.
I'm not sure there's another win on that schedule, though, after Arkansas.
Well, that's it. And the Texas loss was just gut-wrenching because you had him down 17 in the fourth quarter.
And Florida.
Gosh.
You lost and still got the coach fired at Florida.
Right. Poor Billy Napier. But, no, I think Lebby's done quite enough to – I think he's got something there. And good. I mean, Dr. Crane was ready to fire him after – last season, getting him out of town.
So yeah, I mean, the defense has really improved from last year to this year tremendously.
One of the Texas players, Dr. Crane, said that Starkville was the loudest stadium he'd heard. It was even louder than the Cotton Bowl.
I believe it. I mean, when those cowbells get to ringing and it's a sold-out crowd, it is something to see and hear.
Do you have cowbells?
I do. I have like three of them.
Okay.
All purchased by somebody else, so... So
why did you have to add that?
So I don't have bad luck.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, you have to have somebody purchase a cowbell for you as a gift.
Oh, I did not know that. Okay, I like that. All right, well, maybe they'll win six and get to come to the Music City Bowl again. You can go down and say hi to them.
Okay.
Go to practice, by the way, have you noticed on Twitter that something that's been popping up? It's been 10 years, I guess, since Tennessee played Oklahoma and Butch wouldn't run Jalen Hurd from the 1 yard line.
Is that the Baker Mayfield game?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I think so. It was at Neyland too.
Can we talk about the gas you got for us 10 years ago?
Was it 10 years ago?
It might have been when Tennessee went out there in 2014.
Yeah, I think it was.
Chase was a great producer. Lined up an Oklahoma guest, a guy named Merv.
Merv Johnson.
I hope Merv is still kicking.
I think it was Merv Johnson from Oklahoma.
If you had a list of 1,000 things that Merv did not want to do that day, the Big Joe and Greg Pogue show, produced by Chase McCabe, was number one on this list.
He's 89 years young. He retired as the radio broadcaster in 2020.
And what was the question? I was like, hey, how's Oklahoma's defense going to stop Tennessee and all these – Oklahoma defensive players, and what did Merv say? He's like, are you talking about the defense? I was like, no, we're talking about special teams.
So Ricky was my intern at the time, and I'm like so proud of myself that because I booked this. I'm like, I got the color analyst.
Right.
Like, this guy is a supposed legend and everything. And on the first question, it just you just see my head drop behind the glass, and everybody just going, oh, no.
Oh, that was amazing. We have a nice crowd here today at Tennessee Breworks. This lady handed me this note and says, Dr. Crane, listen to this. She says, this season I have a brother that had to take his artificial leg off because Mississippi State were pounding so hard in the bleachers, it was vibrating his leg.
Oh, wow. That's something.
Now, Dr. Crane, was that you down there doing that?
I'm not that short.
I have a brother.
I'm not that short.
Thank you for this, ma'am. Well, that's very interesting.
I really don't know how to take that. That's crazy.
The crowd was so loud, they were doing the cowbells and pounding their feet on the bleachers that his artificial leg fell off, basically.
Hey, Merv Johnson played football at Missouri. I just noticed that.
So why do we have him home for Oklahoma?
Well, he did something in Oklahoma, too.
What, not know the team? He's like, well, that team rolling to Knoxville, Barry Switzer, that's a good team. You got to watch out for Jamel Holloway running the wishbone. Merv, what year are we talking about? I don't know, mid-60s? I don't know.
They're going to come out in the wing tee.
Well, they're going to arrive tomorrow. They're going by train. All right, thanks, Merv. Oh, my gosh. Good times.
I was so defeated.
God, you were.
And you and Greg were like, hey, it's okay. It happens.
It does happen. Oh, Merv.
Oh, that was good. 615-737-1025. Coming up next, we'll tell you what day it is. It's celebrity birthdays. Everybody's favorite. It's Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Tuesday. Predators coming up tonight. Again, note the time difference. We'll have pregame at 5:45. The puck drop just after 6:45 because the NHL will have all 32 teams in action tonight, 16 games total. They've staggered start times. So the Predators in Tampa Bay starting at 6:45 tonight. And you can hear that right here with Max Herz having pregame for you at 5:45, and then Pete Weber and Jay Moore on the call. So looking forward to that. With that, let's get to what day is it and celebrity birthdays.
All right, first on the list we have here, it is honoring the nation's first responders day. Shout out to our first responders.
Thank you.
International Animation Day, so shout out to all those that like to draw all that stuff. National Chocolate Day is today. Love some chocolate. National Internal Medicine
Day. Did I just hear David James yell when you said chocolate?
He did. He yelled for chocolate. So
okay.
Whatever that may
Easy
be for
David.
Him. I know,
Easy
right?
David.
Let's see. Plush Animal Lovers Day. So if you like animals or chocolate animals, one of the two.
Good.
Separation of Church and State Day. So there's that. St. Jude's Feast Day is today. Statue of Liberty Dedication Day.
Nice.
Vote Early Day, and then last but not least, Wild Foods Day. So
nice.
There you go.
Wild. Hey, when are you going to bring some of your pizza back in?
After my event this upcoming Friday, excuse me.
Tired of asking, man. Your pizza is really good.
Yeah, yeah, I appreciate it.
All right, time for celebrity birthdays. You have to get these within two. Chase McCabe's on like a 92% winning percentage. So, Dr. Crane, you got to get going, brother. All right, Chase, you go first. Our first birthday, Bernie Ecclestone. He is a leading impresario in F1 racing. How old is Bernie today? Evidently, Bernie's pretty famous.
I don't know who that is, and I probably should. 72.
63.
95.
There you go.
Dr. Crane, you're up next. Lenny Wilkins, Hall of Fame basketball coach, won a championship with the Seattle Supersonics.
73.
'64, '88.
Chase, you're up next. Caitlyn Jenner.
'63, '66, '76.
Dr. Crane, you're up next. Steve Atwater.
Never mind.
Steve, don't do it, Chase. Steve Atwater, Dr. Crane, Broncos Steve, safety.
Steve Atwater is. I'm going to go 58.
64.
59. Dr. Crane's on the board. I bet he laid out Derek Mason a time or two. Chase, you're up. Terrell Davis.
57.
54.
53. Dr. Crane's up 2-0. Chase, you get to go. Annie Potts. From Ghostbusters. What did she famously say in Ghostbusters?
We got one. 72.
80.
73. It's 2-1, Dr. Crane. Dr. Crane, you go. Andy Richter from the Conan O'Brien Show.
Let's go 39.
He controls the universe. 57.
59. We're tied at two. Chase, you get to go. A girl I used to date a long time ago. She didn't know it, though. Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts. 62.
70.
58. Dr. Crane, you go. Your favorite artist, Brad Paisley, Nashville guy.
Brad Paisley is 57.
52.
53. Chase is in the lead, 3-2. Chase, you go now. Joaquin Phoenix.
57.
49.
51. It's tied at three. I'm liking this. Desmond Child lives here in Nashville and Brentwood, wrote all the Bon Jovi songs, a lot of Ricky Martin songs. One of the best songwriters ever lives here in Nashville. Desmond Child, Chase, you go.
58.
67.
72. Down to the last two. Dr. Crane, you go. So you're telling me there's a chance. Lauren Hawley from Dumb and Dumber.
Huh. I'm going to go with 63.
Also on NCIS. 57.
62. 4-3. Our last birthday. Dr. Crane, you're on top. Chase, you get to go. How old is Bill Gates?
Ooh. 74.
73.
Oh, he is 69, nice. Which means, Dr. Crane, you won today, buddy. 4-3.
Thanks, guys. I'm going to collect my sticker at the front desk.
Proud of you. You've won once in the last 18 games.
I think I've won twice in the last 2 weeks.
He's done better than that. He's been fine. I don't
know, according to my stat crew.
They're rarely right. Appreciate Tennessee Brew Works for having us here today. That is going to do it for us.
As we live review show, to our guys out there, if you are struggling, I ask you please to do one thing. Please talk to somebody. Let somebody know what's going on in your life. Talking to somebody changed my life. It could change yours. On your cell phone, you can dial quickly 988. Somebody's always there to talk to you. We have great information on thegamenashville.com on the Chase and Big Joe show for Unity Psychiatric Care to get you private, secure, confidential help. We say all the time, I need you here. I need you. Our world is a better place because you are here. You have so much to be thankful for. Your journey is beautiful. Please understand that and know that we love you. And more importantly, more than anything else in this world, God loves you.
Amen to that. Peace, love, rock and roll. DVD is coming up next right here on 102.5 The Game.